Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Tuesday. Reacting to the news, Brian Callahan has given up play calling duties and handed them over to quarterbacks coach Bo Hardegree, effective immediately. Obviously, we're all reacting to that. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Adam in Portland. Adam, I have been waiting all day to hear from you because I know you got thoughts on this.
Well, it changes nothing. But here's the thing, Chase. I just heard you say I was enamored by him being with Burrow and all that, right? So, and I was the same way. Like, you hear him with good quarterbacks, but you could see right off the bat. You know I call you guys a lot, and I enjoy it. Since 102.5 the game turned into the game from the party, I've been listening. And I feel like I almost owe it to you guys to lend my support. But so I could talk about this crap all day. But if you were to hand me the keys and go, hey, go run this, I'm gonna miss so much stuff. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you can't just hand it to me because I call you guys.
Yep.
I would be missing advertisers and how to run a board. I wouldn't know how to pay people. Like, there's so many things that I would miss that it would just burn. And that's what's happening right here, dude. He can't just live off his dad's credit and be around the. I've been around these guys since I was 10 years old. So show me something, dude. You show me zero skill. So, and that's where I'm at with him. So yeah, they strip him. I still don't think, like, he's still in charge of stuff. So he's still going to be missing stuff. So I don't think it's going to change one thing, dude.
Yep, I'm kind of with you on that one, Adam. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a great call. Great point.
Adam is what we like to call a season ticket holder.
Yeah, right.
And we appreciate it. A long time. He's a PSL owner. He's a long time.
There's a lot of reaction has been on the social medias of like, all right, you did this. Why not just go away? Just enough. Enough is enough. This is not going to change anything. You've given a play calling. And then we appreciate your time here and move on.
You know how I like to play devil's advocate, right?
You do it. And you do a great job.
Yeah. And you sometimes hate it when I do that. Do you think that this is kind of the look? We know we're going to make a change, but it might be more detrimental to Cam to do it now as opposed to the end of the season. Let's see what, because, and they could also be saying, Cam seems to like Bo. We like Bo. Let's see what Bo can do in that role, and then when we do make the change, maybe we keep Bo.
I hate the word detrimental because it's football.
Yeah.
It's not life or death. And I Cam's a grown man. He's bounced around from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami, now the Titans. Guy knows what he's doing. And his development is – the guy works his ass off. We've seen him. I mean, he was mad about the pick six on Sunday. I mean, he's going to make mistakes, and he's trying to get better. And his action, words, everything he does is trying to get better. So I don't think, to me, when it's talking about his development, he'll get there. I mean, he'll get there because he works hard, right? And, yeah, coaching gets you to the next level. I understand that. But I just don't think that it's – the guy's going to work hard regardless of who's there. That's my point.
But you've seen coaches ruin quarterbacks.
Locker
Ken,
was ruined.
Ken Wisenhunt ruined Jake Locker.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
well, Wisenhunt was an absolute, you know what?
I know.
Callahan's not.
No, but I mean, but I still like it, they. There have been players broken across the National Football League.
Yeah, I can see that. But until it happens, I don't know. I just think that all this is just, you make a change, make a whole change, man.
Yeah.
Just a whole change.
Kevin in Florida wants to weigh in on the Titans. Hi, Kevin. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up?
Love the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
Although your new time slot makes it a bit more difficult. But, yeah, Callahan needs to go. And I just want to pose a question, and I'll hang up and let you all think about it. Do you think Borgonzi called him in the office this morning and said, either you give up your play call duties or you get fired? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Absolutely, yes. I do. I hope it was Mike Borgonzi because that shows that he's actually got some pull around there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I think, based on what he said yesterday.
Right.
I'm not buying that he woke up this morning and was like, you know, looked at his wife. I don't know his wife's name. Sheila, I'm giving up play calling. Sheila. I don't know. First thing that came to mind. I'm giving up play calling. I just don't think that happened.
We said her yesterday on the press conference, and you had the reaction of like, he's kind of tough guy after.
Yeah.
Yesterday's like, you know, I'm not giving it up. You think Borgonzi watched the tape again and said, all right, enough. After his defiance yesterday, if I'm not giving it up, Borgonzi sat in his office and said, there's no way you can keep this going on. And now that you think you can keep it going on, I think he absolutely said, it's over.
Would you say no to Borgonzi in that thick Boston accent? He'd come in there and go, hey, I'm making you an offer, and you best take it.
This is like,
I have an idea for you, and that is you're giving up play call.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And he's like, or else.
Or else.
I have a better idea.
And he's like, or what? What else? And then play a clip from Casino or Goodfellas, right? It's just any of those.
I would just be like, you ever seen that scene from Goodfellas where Tommy thinks he's getting made? There you go.
You got to stop. You can't do this. So it's a new day for the team. And I mean, it's somebody said earlier, it's like, you know, dead man walking on, you know, and I guess that's accurate. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they could go down there and win 38-7 and then everything's good again. But then it comes back to like, yeah, the play calling was really bad. You're responsible for that. And now the team's doing better. I don't see, Chase, how Callahan can win this.
I don't either. I just, there doesn't seem to be any way he is going to survive.
Because if they win, they score a bunch of points. Well, play call. Yeah. If they lose, well, same old, doesn't matter. He still sucks. I don't know. This is the worst the franchise has ever been.
Look, if he attempts a 74-yard field goal, with a minute to go in the half, then I think you're going to see that it hadn't changed anything.
Were you at the game, or did you see that interview on TV? I don't forget where you were Sunday.
I was at Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, actually, somebody's working around here.
Yep.
Were you, what, Dr. Crane? Where were you? Were you
for what?
When Callahan did the halftime interview, where were you?
I was watching the game. Yes.
I mean, when he said that, I actually stood up and was like, there was nobody around me. I'm like, what? How could you possibly play for a field goal? I knew right then he was done. Right then he was done.
Look, I was watching the game, and my mom even heard it, and she goes, just go for it every single time. I was like, I'm with you, Mom. Right. Just go for it. You have nothing
Your
to lose.
Your mom knows that.
She says, they go to the Super Bowl every year. I'm like, I don't think this is your mom. Not happening.
Yeah, so this was you when you heard that. You were Peter Griffin, and you just stood up and walked out.
Oh, it didn't play. Something else played there. Oh, okay. That was basically it. When your head coach is playing for a field goal, when Jim Wyatt writes that, when Jim Wyatt is frustrated, you know. Look, it's hit a new level.
All you guys and girls need to know, we have a couple of rules on this show. We don't have many. One of them, if you piss off Jim Wyatt, you're done.
Yep.
You are done.
You are done.
You do not mess with Mike Keith. You do not mess with Jim Wyatt.
Yeah, right.
Like, you piss one of them off, we got problems.
I mean,
this is a response you'll get.
Done.
I mean, I had never seen Jim. Hey, look, we know Jim is the voice of the – the written voice of the Titans
look,
over there.
Of all the dumb moves that they have made over there.
Yeah, right.
Hiring him was the smartest.
Yeah.
Because
by far.
No offense to anybody else, he's the best beat reporter that has ever covered anything in this town ever. And that's no disrespect to anybody else, but he is the GOAT.
They know. They all know. But I was gonna thought you were going to say, of all the dumb things they've done on the field, for that to finally get Jim to say that, that's how bad it's gotten over there. But now on Sunday, I hope they go down and they win 38-6. I hope this turns out well for Bo Hardigree, because he seems like he knows what he's doing.
Bob, real quick, wants to weigh in. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. You asked if he was forced to give up play call, and he answered that question for you in the press conference.
Yeah, but I don't have to believe that answer.
Well, no. When he said he absolutely didn't regret any of his play calling. He wouldn't change anything. He said his play call was perfect. So that tells you He didn't change anything. Someone forced him to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah. He also said, like, no, you know, we talked about it, and I kind of thought about it and just decided it was best for the team.
God, I would love to know what happened. What went
like,
down.
Can you imagine having that conversation? Like, here's the deal. We're going to make you look good here. We're gonna make the, you know, you let you make everybody think this was your idea, but you either go with this idea or you go. It's very simple.
What's the scene from the Entourage when the agent slams the door and he screams at him? I can't say it because he cusses on it, but it's kind of the same thing. Like, we're doing this, and you're not going to say anything about it. We're moving forward, and that's how it's happening.
Pretty much. Speaking of moving forward, Oklahoma State has done that. We're also going to get into a little college football coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game.
Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me. Or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
That was Mike Gundy. September 22nd, 2007. Today is September
23rd. Wow.
18 years ago, Mike Gundy had the famous, I'm a man, I'm 40. And today, Mike Gundy was relieved of his duties as the head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Well, they're going to write something about him, like he asked back then, and do. I just, boy, this the in-season firing now of coaches. So that's Virginia Tech, UCLA, and now Oklahoma State that have happened.
Yep. I think what you're seeing is, you know, and I can't speak on UCLA and, you know, Virginia Tech necessarily in this, but like Mike Gundy is a prime example of a coach from another generation that I don't think wants to buy into where it's going.
I mean, 21 years at Oklahoma State now.
21 years, well, more than that. I mean,
as a head coach,
he played there like he was an assistant. I mean, he's been involved for 30 something years, and it is what it is. And I mean, look, Clemson may be going through the same thing, because if Dabo's not willing to change and buy in, then what are we doing?
Well, Dabo spoke the other day about, we've won a lot around here. We've won a lot around here.
It unfortunately doesn't matter.
When you start attacks, a strong word, the media, same thing Butch Jones did in Knoxville. When he started, you guys are making up rumors and all that stuff. We're not dumb. We know what's going on. And that happens. And so now he's out of Oklahoma State. I mean, it's always been tough. I thought playing under the shadow of Oklahoma, that'd be something I'd like Auburn and Alabama as well. But he's gone. And so, you know, do I feel sorry for him? No, I mean, he's worth millions and all that. Sometimes it's just time to say goodbye and Mike Gundy being in. I'm still just so shocked. Like Tim Hasbeck said earlier, we're not even to October yet.
Yeah,
and there's these guys already, are being let go.
There's already been three major firings.
There might be one more, and I'm surprised he's still coaching there this weekend.
Who?
Sam Pittman.
Oh, yeah. After losing to Memphis? Oh, I'm sorry.
And the way they did?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a
And the whole time we thought it would be Jeff Lebby getting the axe. Meanwhile, they're sitting there 4-0. Waiting for the Tennessee Vols to come to Starkville.
I had to believe it to see it. I'm guilty. I said it before. This team's going bowling, but I had to believe it to see it.
It could be.
He's. I mean, no matter what happens from here, like, he saved his job for a year, right?
I'd say two, easily two or three.
I never go that far in college.
I'd go two
football,
for sure.
Well, when you were predicted to go 2-10, and now you're 4-0, and you could knock off Tennessee on Saturday, which would be a tall task. But still.
Look, I think Tennessee's good.
They are good.
Tennessee's a playoff team. That game against Georgia, I mean, I think you do a couple of little things different, and you have those guys on defense that were hurt.
Yeah.
I think they win that ball game.
Well, you know what you do different? You don't play for a field goal.
That too.
That's stop doing that. Coaches, stop playing for a damn field goal. Go for it.
I didn't do it. Don't yell at me.
It's just so frustrating. So many ways that game of football drives me insane. Luckily, this weekend, there were no fourth and one from the shotguns that got my blood pressure going.
I didn't see. There are some pretty good games this weekend, by the way. Looking at the schedule, obviously, we're watching Vanderbilt very closely, have a chance to go 5-0, taking on Utah State. They are a 21.5 point favorite.
Not a bad Aggie team that's coming to town, so be careful.
And then Friday night, Florida State takes on Virginia, a 3-0 against a 3-1 team. TCU, Arizona State. So those are two pretty decent games right there. Georgia Tech, Wake Forest on Saturday. USC and your favorite Illinois will take place
Illinois
on Saturday.
Illinois is done. They got manhandled by Indiana.
Yeah, they got exposed. Notre Dame heads to Fayetteville to take on Arkansas.
Oh, let's go.
This might be it.
Let's go, Arkansas.
This might be it. If they get, because look, Notre Dame's got to win too. Like Notre Dame's 1-2.
That's right.
So
I don't like teams dipping down the SEC, man. Thump them, Arkansas.
Ohio State and Washington. Washington's no slouch.
He's a good president, too. I'm not wrong on that.
One of my favorites that I believe is referred to as the Magnolia Bowl, LSU and Ole Miss.
Is that this weekend?
Yep. 2:30 on ABC.
That's like late October, early November. Oh, man. Yep. All right.
Well, have you not seen the – oh, the internet broke. Because of this. So Kiffin's daughter is dating Whit, what's his name?
Weeks
at LSU. And
how does that happen?
And then so a picture of them got posted this week of them dating. Lane quote tweets it and says, take the over.
How does that happen? I mean, it's not like Oxford and Baton Rouge are next door to each other.
She might go there. I don't think she goes to Ole Miss.
To LSU?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. But
it's like the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah. Auburn and Texas A&M.
Ooh, where's that game?
College Station. That's going to be a good game.
Really good game.
Indiana and Iowa.
It's either going to be 6-4 or 49-5.
Yep. You mentioned Tennessee, Mississippi State down at Davis-Wade Stadium.
Do they give you a spread on that?
Yeah. On what, Iowa?
No, on Tennessee, Mississippi State.
What do you think it is?
Tennessee by 12.
7.5.
Ooh, Dr. Crane, you're Bulldogs, man.
They're wearing the white helmets with maroon face masks this weekend. I'm ready.
That's old school.
It is.
Yeah, I like that.
Snow Bowl action.
Arizona, Iowa State is an interesting one. Oregon, Penn State.
Huge.
Saturday night is you got to have two TVs because you got it the same damn time, Oregon, Penn State on NBC, Alabama and Georgia on ABC.
That's right. That is this weekend.
Yep. This is Alabama season. This is Alabama season.
If you're a Vandy fan, you want Georgia to thump them because they're done.
Oh, yeah.
They are done at 3-2. You roll at 5-0. Oh, man.
And by the way, that game, the Alabama Vanderbilt game, I don't think have they announced. I don't know if they've announced it, so maybe I'm not allowed to say it.
I think they did every Monday, don't they? Don't they do Monday for the game?
It's still listed as TBD, but I've been told the time. I just don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Do it, man. I got your back. I'm like your Bo Hardigree. All right. You're my Brian Callahan.
You're not my Nick Holtz.
Nick Holtz is Nick Frazier.
No, I'm not.
You get passed up.
It's David James.
You're
giving me suggestions.
That's right. Is it day or night?
It is afternoon.
Hello. It's a perfect time to go to the dentist, right?
Yeah.
What's a good time to go to the dentist?
2:30.
Right, because your tooth hurty.
Yeah. yeah. So I usually it would be updated by now, and I guess it's not.
Okay.
So.
That's something else. Who else? Is Florida playing this weekend?
That's a great question. I was just looking at top 25. Let's look at the SEC. Florida does not play. Kentucky, South Carolina plays Saturday night. You got UMass at Missouri. Auburn, Texas A&M. Yeah, covered the rest of it.
So Kentucky at South Carolina. Kentucky beat South Carolina. Beamer's got three losses after all the hype.
Yeah.
Boy, it turns on a dime, man. It turns on a dime if you don't win.
I'm good. Yes, it is 2:30. I just wanted to make sure. But thank you, Andrew.
Was he listening?
He was.
Oh.
He said, you're good.
Oh. So no longer when I think of AA, it's not American Airlines. It's Andrew Allegretta. I like it.
Thank you. So, yeah. So
that'll be – that's ABC game, which should be.
I'm glad that like their branding is like ABC Sports. I mean, it's still ESPN, but also ABC.
CBS gave all that up.
Yep. For the Big Ten.
For the Big Ten. Hope it works out for you. Right.
Not the same. Well, you know, it is what it is. We'll come back with more, including Brian Callahan giving up play calling. And take your phone calls as well. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
To put ourselves in position to win a game, so we're evaluating everything.
Will you give over play calling?
There's nothing to add to it other than that. Yeah,
I'm sure Callahan's got that water noodle. He's slapping guys in the ass, running around. Gotcha. Tag, you're it. Marco Polo, just nonsense. You won 3 football games. I mean, stop this.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Brian Callahan gives up play calling duties today, and I'm just
everything must go.
I'm just making sure before I say it, because I don't always trust this one.
By the way, that noodle comment was back this summer when they had the fun and games at camp. We're going to have fun. We got an ice cream machine.
You were right about that.
Thank you.
I didn't think it was – okay, let me clarify what I said. I didn't think it was that big of a deal because it was the off season and it was whatever. But you're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
It's football. It's not damn daycare, right? I'm not out there to slap you on the bottom with the pool noodle, right? I'm out there to learn and work hard and get better. Every coach will tell you that. And he ran the damn peewee camp during the summer. You get points and points, and we get suckers afterward. And Nick, did you bring the Capri Suns? And Chase, you better bring the gummy bears?
Don't hate on Capri Suns. What kind of gummies?
Ridiculous.
Orange slices, Joseph. Orange slices.
Orange slices. Just ridiculous. Now, the news. You got it?
Yeah, I'm only seeing it from one place, but we'll see. Jordan Schultz is reporting that the Titans have traded Jarvis Brownlee to the Jets in exchange for a 2026 late round swap, per sources.
Late round. That's right. Move him out. Next, I expect to see Simmons gone.
I think you might. San Francisco, New England, obviously. Jerry, you could use a defensive playmaker. I'm just saying.
He give up the number one. Get it? I mean, he got two
for the Packers. I think you got to try and get a number one pick.
Yep.
I mean, you can hold on to him as long as you want until the deadline.
Yeah.
And get what I would do is I want this year's first, next year's third, and I'll give you Simmons.
Perfect. Yep.
That's what I would do. So they've traded supposedly Jarvis Brownlee. So there you go. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I am trying to find a team, and I'm trying to get my little AI here, what football team has had the most draft picks in one year.
All right, Johnny Glennon has confirmed it. Thank you, John. So they have sent Jarvis Brownlee to the Jets.
All right. Hey, Jarvis, not working out here, so take care of yourself. Be gone. And that's it. But they had high hopes for him.
I liked him.
Wasn't he walking around in a boot last weekend?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
And now, so who steps up in that place?
Dr. Crane.
Roger McCreary. Here comes that contract extension. It's coming.
Right. Put him out there.
Well,
isn't
he the nickel?
Yeah, but I mean, who else you have out there? Jalen Armour Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, probably. Yeah.
I mean, I could go out there. I'll always offer my services.
Here's what you do. Just grab him at the line of scrimmage. Man coverage. Don't let him get past you. When he comes off, just shove him right in the face and throw him down. Just do it, man. All right, wow. All right, here we go. I mean, that's just could be one of many going on.
I think it, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Ricky says Brownlee is good. Why trade a young, promising corner for a pick swap? That's horrible.
Because it's the Titans. That's how they do things.
Yeah, well, that's true. Skyler, I don't like that. Brownlee is someone you're trying to draft in the late round. Here's the deal. I am going to say I'm a little confused by it too, because like I said yesterday, everything must go. But if it was a three, like I want to keep players that are 3 years and less in experience.
Sure. And
this is what, his second year?
Second or third, yeah, around that number.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't quite understand this either.
I like it. I think Mike Borgonzi, he's cooking up something. I think what he's doing is he's five steps ahead of everybody else. He's thinking if this team's going to really suck and be first overall pick, you're going to trade back that draft capital. It's going to be a defensive overhaul in this draft upcoming. Yeah,
well, look, I want them to go into the – I mean, if they get the number one overall pick, I want them to go into this year's draft with like 12 to 15 selections to work with.
That's what I'm trying to find now. What NFL teams had the most draft choices in a single year? And I can't find it, but I'm all about that, man. I'm all about you got to break it down, you build it back up. Borgonzi, you are the guy to do this.
Could you imagine if he somehow worked it where they had two picks in each round?
That'd be great.
Like, think of what you could do with that. Because you could then, I mean, like, you know, you could then use some of it as currency to either add a pick in one round or move up or whatever. I mean, you'd have a lot of
– what was the – they talked about this on the game with the Colts on Sunday. All that entire offensive line drafted. That entire offensive line drafted. The Colts drafted that entire offensive line. I mean, it's just so good when you get the guys that you pour your heart and soul into to do so well. Those are your guys, man. They're loyal to you. And I know you lose a few here and there to free agency, but those are your guys. So here
all right,
go, man.
Do you buy into the rule of three? Everything happens in threes?
Everything does.
All right. So Callahan gives up play calling. Brownlee gets traded. What's next?
Oh, man. I think it'd be another trade.
Like, I don't see them trading Simmons yet. I think that is still a few weeks off. But somebody, Dallas Cowboys in 91 had the most picks with 22.
Good Lord.
That must have been because
the
Herschel trade.
Yeah, when Jerry called back and said, we're cutting all five of these players, and the Vikings were like, no, you're not. And he's like, we're cutting all five of these players. And they went and gone. Yeah,
that was there's no way that happens ever again. I don't think it's happened since, but like, why you like if you cut him, then you get a draft choice.
Well, the Russell Wilson trade is up there. It's not to the extreme of when he came from Seattle to Denver. That's just stupidity on Denver's part to do that. But it's, you know, for us, we'll always remember what happened in April of 2022 when AJ Brown.
Dylan in Antioch says, "Whatever happened to draft, develop, and retain?"
Amen.
Exactly. Okay, so you just talked about when Borgonzi and Brinker would talk again. They won't after this one, but I would like a little bit of an explanation on this.
They're not going to tell us.
No, but.
Because you know the questions are going to get.
Yep.
It ain't going to happen.
Yep. I don't quite understand this one. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. The Titans making some news today. Brian Callahan giving up play calling first, and then as first reported by Jordan Schultz, they are trading Jarvis Brownlee and a seventh to the Jets for a sixth. That is according to sources, and many are confirming that now with Titans media. Don't quite understand that one. because my impression was that they were building around young talent, and he's a second-year player that was drafted by the team. I mean, is he? I know he's had some penalties and, you know, struggled at times, but do they think he's unfixable or what? I don't know.
I want to see your impression of Borgonzi or Jarvis Brownlee or somebody.
I'll work on it. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, we'll see. And is there more to come? Is this the beginning of the fire sale and they're basically just tanking? It feels – I mean, I don't think they have to try too hard to tank.
Have you seen the last three games, man?
Yeah, but you know, we'll see. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on the list, we have Energize Day. So there you go. International Day of Sign Language. National Checkers Day. So it's about dogs and politics. Okay. National Snack Stick Day. Okay. That looks good. National Great American Pot Pie Day. I'll eat a good pot pie.
Oh, my gosh. I like some pot pie.
Restless Leg Awareness Day. So if you have some.
That's all of us. I think you're usually aware of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Teal Talk Day is today. Whatever that is, but shout out to the Teal Talk. Let's see. Oh, boy. The start of Rosh Hashanah Day.
Okay.
And
that's Jewish holiday.
Yes. Hopefully I pronounced that right. And the last one is Zahatahar Day. So Zatar, I guess. It looks like an herb.
What?
So
I'll take your word for it.
Say it again.
Zahatar, Zatar Day.
Wasn't that the guy that Tom Hanks gave the quarter to in Big and turned him into a... Zoltar or whatever it is.
Maybe. That's all I got.
All right, thank you. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years on either side of their birthday. First up, the great singer Julio Iglesias. How old is Julio Iglesias?
Enrique's dad, right?
Correct.
84.
88.
82. Chase up 1-0. All right, Dr. Crane, your turn. Ah, Bruce Springsteen. Dr. Crane, ooh, how old is the boss?
71.
74.
76. Chaser's hitting singles. You know, you can win with singles.
You can.
Chase up 2-0. All right.
Do a lot with singles.
All right,
depends,
Chase,
on what establishment you're in.
You're up now. Jason Alexander, George Costanza. How old is Jason Alexander?
I'm up.
Yep.
George Costanza is 62.
64.
66. Dr. Crane hitting singles. 2-1. Dr. Crane, this is you. Anthony Mackie. He is Hawkeye or Hawk in the y'all's weird nerd movies. Captain America. He's Hawk. Hawkeye?
Okay.
No.
No, he's
Falcon.
Falcon.
Falcon. Yeah, I know something. How old's
Bird.
Falcon?
I'm going to go 54.
I'm going to say 39.
47. On down some more here. How old next? This will be Chase is up now. How old is, somebody's I've never heard of, rapper, producer, record head, Jermaine Dupri?
Welcome to Atlanta. Jermaine Dupri is 53.
55.
53, exactly. Chase up 4-1. I don't recognize any of those names. All right, let's go to the sports birthdays. Golfer, Dr. Crane, Larry Mize, the golfer.
Larry Mize is 59.
41.
67. Hmm. How this guy was a head coach for 16 years, I'll never know. Marvin Lewis, chase her up.
67.
71.
67, exactly. Chase up 6-1. Dr. Crane, you're up now. John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh is 58.
Chase.
That's a good one. 60.
63. Chase, you're up. Pete Harnish, former Major League pitcher.
63.
66.
59. Dr. Crane, you're up for this one. Matt Kemp, former major league player.
Played for the Dodgers a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to go 40. No, no. 38.
42.
41. Chase is up 7-1. Our final birthday, Chase, you go first. Chris Johnson.
CJ2K. All right. I'm going to say he is 44.
39.
He is 40. But oh, that's wow. all we get. Chase okay. wins 7-2. The fact that Chris Johnson is 40 makes me feel really, really old.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That is not going to do it for us because we have the mashup, and I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty good one. And welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier.
Wait, but you got bad gas on the team.
They got a lot of bad gas on the team.
Get rid of the bad. I'm not saying Simmons is bad. I'm just saying get rid of what's out there and get assets back. On this Sunday, the Titans were poised for another loss.
And becomes the controlling owner. And then she's like, get this mess out of here. And, you know, Rustin Webster knew he was dead man walking at the at
yeah,
the
right.
He was. You know, so, and look, those were the right moves.
Can I tell you a funny Rust real quick? It takes 10 seconds. Yeah. I sit next to Rustin Webster to Vanderbilt. So, Rustin Webster to Vanderbilt football game. Well, you better go get more hot dogs. And walks off. And they're trying to stop him over one hot dog. It's one of the greatest moments of all time in a press box. Over a hot dog. And Hope was like, yeah, well, you better get more
good
hot
luck.
Dogs. And that's it. And walks away. We're not talking ribeye steaks.
No.
It's a hot dog.
Right. I know this because as director of operations, that falls under my purview.
Are you responsible for the one ply?
I mean, I'm responsible of saying when it needs to be reordered.
Woody, if Woody and Jim would like to have a word day long.
My food's finally here.
What time did you order your food?
2 days ago. It came by camel, I guess.
Greyhound bus.
I don't know. Very well done, Dr. Crane. And we appreciate all of you for listening and participating and calling. That is going to do it for us today, but DVD coming up next.
And they are coming up next. And listen, our message every show to our guys out there, if you are struggling, please reach out and talk to somebody. You can talk to us. We appreciate the men who've reached out the last 2 years, have opened up to us. God, we love you so much. We're so glad you were here. I'll tell you every single day that our world is a better place because you are here. You have so much to offer, and we love you so much. Not only do we love you, but more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. We're back at it tomorrow at noon, but DVD coming up next on 102.5 The Game.